This is Joyce Chang, lecturer of Hong Kong Community College, HKCC, Poly U, presenting to you Ming Pao's editorial. A new notification mechanism, but worries remain. The SAR government and mainland public security authorities have signed new arrangements on the reciprocal notification mechanism. Time limits have been set for the notifications of various kinds of cases, and the scope of cases to be covered has also been widened. In the Causeway Bay Books saga last year, bookstore owner Li Bo went missing for many months after he had returned to the mainland using his own methods. The government had tried many times to contact the mainland authorities by means of the notification and collaboration mechanism, but after a long time it still got no detailed replies. Technically speaking, implementing a new notification mechanism will, to a certain degree, help avoid a communication gap between law enforcement departments of the two sides. But still, it may not be enough to dispel Hong Kong people's political doubts. If mainland officers cross the border to enforce laws, even a new mechanism in place would only be futile. The notification mechanism established between Hong Kong and the mainland in 2001 has prescribed that the SAR government can obtain detailed information of Hong Kong residents who have been detained for criminal investigation in the mainland. In this way, the government will be able to inform their families as soon as possible and provide appropriate assistance to them. In the last 10 or so years, more than 15,000 notifications have been made by the mainland authorities to the SAR. However, in the case of the mysterious disappearances related to Causeway Bay boats, the failure to receive notifications from the mainland has given people the feeling that the mechanism has existed in name only. Now, the SAR government and the Ministry of Public Security have inked a new deal of arrangements, whose main purposes are to improve transparency, increase the number of notification channels, and reduce ambiguity by clarifying the counterpart units for getting connection. According to the new arrangements, agencies including public security authorities, state security authorities, customs and anti-smuggling departments, or prosecuting authorities are required to notify the SAR of cases of imposing criminal compulsory measures on or instituting criminal proceedings against Hong Kong residents inside the mainland. On the mainland side, the key unit in charge of making notifications has been the Office of Hong Kong, Macau and Taiwan Affairs of the Ministry of Public Security in Beijing. But now, the Shanghai Municipal Public Security Bureau is also included as a counterpart unit. Theoretically, this can reduce miscommunication, cases related to anti-terrorism and national security have become notifiable, and a set of notification time limits has also been introduced for the first time. After criminal detention by mainland authorities, the agencies concerned should make notification within a period of 7, 14, or 30 working days, depending on the category of the case. They have to state clearly the suspected offense committed by the Hong Kong residents involved, the legal basis and location of the detention. Theoretically, this can also help heighten transparency and avoid further circumstances of disclosing ambiguous information. The new mechanism will certainly help straighten out the exchange of information between law enforcement agencies of the two sides. However, what remains people's utmost concern is whether or not the mechanism will be out of order at critical moments and fail to perform its function in case something politically sensitive has happened. The Causeway Bay Books incident has dealt a blow to Hong Kong people's confidence in one country, two systems. Modifying the notification mechanism can help lessen the chance of matters being handled in a cloak and dagger manner. But in the eyes of Hong Kong people, this is only a side issue. The core of their worry is about mainland officers crossing the border to enforce laws. The relationship between the mainland and Hong Kong is a sensitive issue that needs to be handled with care by both sides. The central government has emphasized ruling the country by law and has guaranteed to keep one country, two systems from losing shape or being deformed. Not only should the mainland authorities unequivocally pledge that they will not send their officers across the border to enforce laws, but they should also keep their word. On the other hand, Hong Kong society should also remain rational and calm at all times and differentiate between reasonable worries and self-created suspicions. Only by this can we find the right antidote to the disease and really solve the problem. Thanks for listening to this Ming Pao's editorial brought to you by Joyce Chang, lecturer of Hong Kong Community College, HKCC, Poly U.